Welcome to Intersection Live, the tax and accounting profession's premier podcast source, provided by the CPA Technology Advisor at the intersection of technology and public accounting. The Intersection Live podcast series is brought to you by ADP Small Business Services, supporting the accountant community.
This is Darren Root, Executive Editor of the CPA Technology Advisor, and I'm here with another Who's Who. Today I am talking to Eric Askerson, who is the President of CPA to Biz, a subsidiary of the AICPA. Many of you know the CPA to Biz. They've been around for some time and are really a large part of our practitioner's life. But Eric, welcome today.
Thanks, Darren. It's great to be here.
Eric, I've been watching CPA to Biz now for a number of years, and boy, there sure has been a lot of activity as of late. Kind of tell us what's going on with CPA to Biz.
Yeah, we've really advanced the second part of our charter over the past couple of years. I mean, real quickly, you know, CPA to Biz has a two-part charter. The first part of our charter is about helping the AICPA in the state societies with marketing and technology services. We run all of the AICPA's web properties. We do all of the AICPA's marketing. But the second part of our charter is all about helping firms build better relationships with their clients, in particular the small business clients. And we've been at it for quite a while, as you mentioned, and we've known for a long time that collaboration through web-based systems, which are called cloud, cloud computing, the term that everyone uses today, was the right model. But the exciting thing is over the past couple of years, these are really taking hold. And during that time, we've rolled out a number of offerings, and the momentum is really building around those offerings.
Well, you guys scale from, from very small to very large in the practitioner space, to some big firms and also down into the very small firms. But, why don't you kind of tell our listeners some of the product offerings that you guys have been working with over the last few years and how that's sort of coming together.
Okay. And just first, I do think we're in a transformational time, and you know that real well, Darren. And I think it's very important for firms right now to think about their technology strategy, think about how they're going to retool. And what we've put together is what we think is a best-of-breed approach. So we're out there partnering with a number of cloud-based companies that we think are leaders in their space, and we're doing things to integrate them, and there's some services that are being provided directly from CPA to Biz. But the exciting thing about web-based technologies is integration is a lot more easily done than in the old enterprise setup. So some of the offerings that we have, one of the ones that we started with a couple of years back was Bill.com, a bill payment solution. And initially we focused on the client accounting category, a lot of different terms for bookkeeping, write-up. We call it client accounting. And the two key offerings that we have in that category are a bill payment solution through Bill.com and what we think is the leading, financial application package through Intacct.
So Bill.com, obviously is a phenomenal package, as is Intacct. You guys have also recently, in the last 12 months, developed some other relationships along the lines of Copanion and most recently their press release on XCM.
Yeah, and what we're doing here is we're just expanding the portfolio of these best-of-breed partnerships. So we did last fall kind of expand into the tax area with Copanion. It's a tax automation tool. It takes all the source documents. I think a lot of your readers are well aware of Copanion's offerings. The reception we've received has been tremendous. Some of the webcasts that we've put on related to this tax workflow category in the December-January timeframe had between 500 and 1,000 attendees. And just last week, we rolled out a workflow solution. We think workflow is critical in running the firm, and XCM has a solution that will really help you manage all parts of your practice. And we think the XCM workflow solution will be a tying glue between these different offerings. When you're running your client accounting practice, you need to make sure you're following certain steps, making sure you're processing the payroll, doing the bill pay, doing the entries in a timely fashion. You can track that all through this workflow solution. This workflow solution has become quite well known due to the support it provides in the tax and auditing area. But we're looking forward to working with XCM and building out the client accounting area as well.
Well, XCM is also one of our who's who, and I did a podcast with Glenn Keenan, the president of XCM, so I would encourage our listeners to listen to that podcast if they want to find out more about XCM. But, Eric, the interesting thing that I find is, as I look at what CPA to Biz is doing, is you definitely are picking up best of breed in all these classes of products, and then they're all SaaS or cloud-based platforms. And so you're obviously building something quite special. Can we expect, or can the practitioner expect at some point, we'll see some integration between these different apps?
Yes. I mean, already, there is integration. There's integration between Bill.com and Intact. We're going to make sure that the workflow solution with XCM takes into account and does as much as possible in building in workflow processes to support the bill pay area, the general ledger area, takes into account what's going on with tax automation through the Copanion solution. And on top of all of that, CPA to Biz, we do have a front-end portal that provides access into these different applications. And the things that we're developing are marketing tools, umbrella marketing tools for the firm to go to their client with. Because the firm does not want to just go to their client and talk about each one of these different technology packages. I mean, technology is an enabler. They need to go to their small business client and talk about outcomes and results, talk about business process, and we're helping the firm do that engagement with their client in that holistic fashion. So that's some of the integration isn't just about technology. The integration's about helping the firm tell this story to their client. In addition to that, there's a lot of education required at the firm level. This is major change, and with major change, you need to train your staff. So we also are putting together training programs that help the leaders of the firm and the staff in the firm understand how to leverage this technology to run their practice in a more effective manner. So integration on technology and integration on messaging and training.
I'm sure there's going to be a lot more coming from you guys in the coming months and years. Can you give us any insight into any directions that CPA to Biz will continue to venture down?
Yeah, I think we're going to. Just a couple of comments about how we go about determining who's next in our best of breed stable. I mean, we're always talking to the marketplace. We're always doing research. When we decided to first focus on the client accounting category due to frustrations we were hearing from firms and their small business clients on how the bill payment process was being managed. If you think about the CPA firm, in some ways the tax area and the auditing area are ahead of this client accounting area. So that's why we focused on that first. So we're always out there talking to firms. And one thing is important for firms to know is that cloud computing does offer a lot of advantages, but you need to go through some due diligence when you're selecting your partner, and we do that. We make sure that that the privacy policies are best in class, that they all have SAS 70 type 2 audits being done for the data center and the processes. They're using 128-bit secure socket layer encryption. So we do a lot of that checking for the firm, and also we make sure that these companies are very committed to the CPA marketplace. So combination of, you know, understanding what the firms need and making sure that we're finding companies that are delivering a best-in-class service with commitment to the CPA marketplace is how we go about selecting our partners. And I'd say what's next. I think every one of the categories we're going to look to build out some more. I mean, we're going to look to do more in the auditing area potentially. With XCM probably being the entrance into that market. We're going to do more in the client accounting space, and we're going to do more in providing these front end services, portal type services, website type services to the firm. So there'll be more announcements about that as we progress in 2010.
Well, that's pretty exciting. And if our listeners haven't been to a show lately and seen your booth, you guys are at a lot of different shows and will be at a lot of different shows this year. It's an opportunity to see the various different vendors that we've just talked about all together, and so you guys have a fantastic booth. Kind of give our audience or our listeners a taste of what conferences you'll be at in the coming months.
Yeah, we've got a very busy schedule, just like you, Darren. I mean, we're going to be out at a number of state society shows. I mean, I just keynoted the New York Accounting Technology Show last week. We'll be at the California Accounting Show coming up in early June. I mean, the AICPA has got the Practitioners in Technology Conference during the first week of June as well. We're going to have a huge presence there. I'll be speaking. A lot of our partners will be speaking there. And then, you know, we're out with these firm networks and associations and RootWorks and the Boomer Circle. So we'll be at the big shows, and we'll also be at some of these smaller gatherings, talking about our different solutions and working with our partners and helping firms adapt to this changing environment.
Well, I talked to Jim Metzler the other day, Vice President of Small Firm Interests for the AICP, and he tells me Practitioner has really come together quite nicely. And our listeners may or may not know that they've combined Practitioner Symposium with, the IT conference or the tech conference, and so it's going to be a really great conference, I think, this year in Las Vegas. Any insight into that, Eric?
Yeah, I think it made a lot of sense to combine the two, because you think about practitioners today, there's two things I think they need to think about: their technology strategy and their learning strategy. So you really didn't need to have a technology conference. I mean, a technology conference kind of made a lot of sense back in 2001 and 2002. So now, by combining those two, it's going to give more choices from a session standpoint for attendees. And I think it's always powerful to bring a larger group together. And hopefully we'll have close to 1,000 attendees there. So I strongly, recommend anyone who's considering to attend, because this is going to be a great event.
Yeah, I'm excited, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Well, Eric, I don't want to take any more of your time today. I really appreciate spending some time with you. As always, I could probably spend all afternoon talking about this stuff with you. But thanks so much for spending some time with us, and I'm sure our listeners will appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Darren.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
For more information about the CPA Technology Advisor's other podcast programs, webcasts, and our e-newsletter, visit www.cpatechadvisor.com. To ask questions or leave comments about our podcasts, call 800-456-0864, extension 2106, or tune into future episodes where you're able to ask questions live via TalkShoe.com.